Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Greetings to you this morning from the staff of Cross Connections Counseling Ministry. This month we have opened a site on the campus here, and we are very thankful to be with you. Our offices are in Augustine. Our mission is to serve the Fort Wayne Lutheran community with professional and lay Bible-centered counseling. Our text for today is from 1 Peter chapter 5, and I want to share some thoughts with you on that text as we meditate on that together today. This text is written to Christians in Asia Minor who are being persecuted for their faith. And Paul reminds them and he reminds us what God's plan and activity is in the lives of us as his children. He tells us, first of all, that we are recipients of God's grace. His love for you and for me is undeserved and it's eternal. God's grace in the cross of Jesus provides forgiveness for our sins of pride and the need to control. We humble ourselves before the Lord to ask, who have I hurt? Who have I ignored? What have I done that does not allow the Lord to have full control of my life? In humility, we seek forgiveness from others. We turn to the Lord and lay our sins before the cross and hear the words of our Savior. Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. In our text, we read, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God that he may lift you up in due time. His forgiveness of our sins is always available as we humble ourselves. Because of God's grace, you and I can cast our cares on him. That's also in our text. Cast all your anxiety on him, for he cares for you. You see, our lives are based not on our strength and on our control, but on the fact that God cares for us. The Apostle Paul reminds us in Philippians chapter 4, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. All of your anxiety, he says. Lay your cares at Jesus' feet. He cares for you eternally. Also in God's grace, we are called to heavenly glory. We read, you have been called to God's eternal glory in Christ after you have suffered a little while. When your service to the Lord, no matter how lengthy that may be, when that service is completed, the open tomb of Jesus foreshadows your translation to glory. And it's that motif that Peter weaves throughout this epistle. He begins by saying, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given you new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and to an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in this last time. The African-American spiritual, soon and very soon, reminds us that we are on our way to glory. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. We are God's children, and we are actors on the stage of this earthly life, always against the backdrop of heaven. You are recipients of God's grace, And that's the good news. You and I are recipients of God's grace, forgiven to live each day in the palm of God's hand and to receive eternal glory. In Jesus, you are cared for eternally. But that's not all. In God's grace, you and I are called to serve Him. Jesus sets the bar when He says the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for many. Humility before God is the basis of service. Surrender your life to the Lord. Remember that your ministry as a professor, as a teacher, a deaconess, or a pastor is not about you. It's about the Lord and pointing people to the cross of our Savior Jesus Christ. On the road to Damascus, Paul was blinded by the Lord. He was humbled. He was made helpless. He was led around by others until Ananias came 3 days later and told him what God wanted him to do. Paul was humbled in order that his heart could be changed from persecutor to evangelist, from an instrument of Satan to a servant of our Lord Jesus Christ. Humbling yourself means listening to the Lord, learning what He says, and applying His word to your life and to the lives of others whom you serve on this stage of life that we share. Humility before the Lord begins by learning and sharing His word with others. God's word and His promises are to be the foundation of your life and mine. Though Satan continually attacks and tries to bring all that you do to nothing, it is the Lord who reminds you that Satan was defeated in the cross, and he need not be feared. God's word is the foundation of Cross Connections counseling ministry, because it is through the word that the Holy Spirit redirects lives, changes habits and behaviors, and restores relationships. Cross Connections serves as a referral source for pastors in our community and bases all counseling on God's word, the sole authority. It is in the cross of Jesus that all of life has the correct focus, especially in the face of Satan's attacks. Resisting Satan and his assaults is based on knowing and trusting the Word of God and the promises that are ours by faith. In service to Him, the Lord molds and shapes you as a pastor, as a teacher, as a deaconess. He restores you. He teaches you the meaning of cross-centered living. Several years ago, I was greeting people after the worship service. A little three-year-old came up to me and pulled on my robe to get my attention. Then he asked the question, "Are you Jesus?" It's a profound question. Of course, I denied it immediately and said, "No, I'm not Jesus, but I'll tell you about Jesus." Then I got to think about that question. That's really profound. How would you answer that question? Remember that God forgives you and molds and shapes you as the Holy Spirit guides your words and actions to be more and more like Jesus, to be more and more Christ-like. And that's what we are called to be. So God's word for us today is clear. He loves us, He forgives us, He cares for us, and He gives us heaven. He also calls you as deaconess, teacher, pastor, to serve Him. Humble yourselves, and He will mold you to be His servant on this earth and raise you up to live with Him forever. To Christ be the glory, forever and ever. Amen.